The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stantmiller, with you on this Monday, 14 August 2017. And I've got, I didn't see a note on my caller screen, but I think I've got Steve Elkins with me today. Hello, Steve. Hello, Steven.
I'm here, John.
Oh, there you are. I heard something. I heard something go bump in the night, and I figured you were still
just turning
there.
Off some stuff.
Okay. Hey, appreciate you coming up. Ron McDonald had to take a family day, and this is one of the things with his granddaughter that he was not going to miss. But you know, this guy gave me about 5 days' notice that he wasn't going to be here today, and I thought that was terribly nice of him. Yeah, have you ever met a nicer human being than this guy?
Well, you know, I met Ron way, way too late, John. I'm ready to leave California here, and I meet this great guy, and actually you introduced us. So we're going to keep that communication going, even though I'm leaving here. But he's a super guy.
Yes,
and he's like the brother I never had, the brother from another mother. He's such a cool guy.
Yeah,
and we connect big time.
Yeah, and I knew you guys would. That's why I hooked you two guys up. And unfortunately, you're going to God's waiting room, and you're going to bypass Texas. You're going to stop on your way down, and I do appreciate that. You and I were talking, and a bunch of different subject matter, but I'll get around to what I was going to lead into here, but I thought that would be kind of just to jump right into that. I wanted to explain to people, you know, who you are, because, you know, I just don't pull a rabbit out of the hat or just make up a bunch of names, throw it in a hat, and have somebody draw who subs for me. In the past, I've had some very good people subbing for me, and it's their knowledge base that's important. You know, a lot of people get hung up with presentation and, you know, and totally ignoring content. I mean, we've got... I'm not deriding anybody that's on this network because they're here for a specific reason. But some of the people that are on this network aren't your flash guys, aren't that well polished or with the hebe being and the banter and the, you know, they're just straightforward people. I've likened one of them. You've heard the old saying that it's like watching paint dry, describing something that's boring. Well, no, we've got a few people on this network. It's like listening to paint dry. If your attitude is that I want the fluff and the splash and the, you know, all the jingle bells and all that other stuff going on, it's the content that matters. And that has always been priority one. Forget the flash and the splash. Give me the facts. Give me ground zero here, and let's work from there on out. And Steve, it's you and I were talking last night. You've been in the medical industry, and the knowledge you have gained, and you being on the inside looking out. I mean, you're in a position at that hospital you work at. You're crucial personnel. You are one of the lifesavers. People think that doctors, you know, they're the ones that everybody else just works for the doctors, and the doctors are the white knight on the steed that comes riding in to save everybody's life. It's not quite like that, is it?
No, it's not at all. Actually, doctors do go home, so they're trusting their patients to the qualified personnel, and you have to be on your toes. And that's not to say, you know, we are doctors, you know, when they're gone off the floor, but we have to know our stuff, and the people in the ER have to know their stuff, and whoever works triage has to know their stuff.
Oh yeah.
And you know, that's flat out, that's pretty much it. We are responsible. We are, you know, taken over after the physicians leave, so there's a lot of responsibility on our heads, and there's a lot of stress with this job. That's a fact.
The stress part of it, I know. And when you're dealing with life and death, I mean, folks, if you just extrapolate that out of what Steve just said, there's a lot of what the doctors used to do themselves. Well, the hospitals have cut down on staff, they've cut down on budget, and they've piled more and more of the responsibility that they used to be primarily responsible for, and they've given it to the nurses, you know, the RNs. And you've been doing this RN stuff for what, 24 years?
24 years.
24 years. So with what you know about the medical industry and actually working in it gives you a kind of unique perspective, should I say.
Yeah, it does. It actually does. When you're on the inside of any industry, you can see actually how it works and what's really going on. You know, you get these talking heads who act like they know what they're talking about when it comes down to the insurance or the medical industry itself, and they have no clue because they're not in the front door. They have no idea. They're just speculating. Whereas I can come in and tell you, hey, I've been there. I know what's going on. This is what's going on. Just like when we talked about the Seth Rich case, all the protocols that were not followed on the Seth Rich case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the inside. I can tell you what happens on the inside and how you're supposed to take care of these things.
And we're talking about SOP here. We're talking, this isn't up for, how should I say, we've got a different way of doing things and we're so knowledgeable that we do it differently than anybody else does. We're talking about standard operating procedures.
Right.
That these are protocols that must be followed because along the medical way, with the little snake around the little symbol there, they realized that, you know, there has to be a certain amount of standardization and accepted information, and we can work off of that. You know, people don't understand when you say something like that, they have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I'll give you a little example. Different field? How about airline pilots? Anybody fly on airplanes back in the 70s? Well, there was this thing that the junior pilot or the guy sitting in the right-hand seat or the engineer, they would all grovel to God, that being the pilot with all the years behind the wheel, and instead of forcefully, if they saw something that was wrong that the captain had missed, they used to keep their mouths shut and literally go down with the ship. Well, they changed the National Transportation Safety Board and other airlines around the world all got together and go, you know, there seems to be communication problems in the cockpit. We're talking three people. And they decided that, well, there's standard operating procedures that are not being followed, checklist, the pilot being aware of what his crew is saying to him, and then rolling that into the whatever scenario it is to get themselves out of danger and get their passengers safely on the ground. That's the primary job of a pilot. He takes off one of these tin cans flying in the air, and his job is to deliver his passengers, not bent up, not burnt, safely to the airport so they can go on their merry way. But they even discovered back then, protocols, there were hardly any protocols at all, and one of the most important things was communication, as is with your industry as well. And people just don't grasp it.
You know, you brought up some interesting facts there. You talked last night, we were talking about how you're a movie buff, and the reason I'm bringing this up is protocols versus, you saw the movie probably Sully. Did you see the movie Sully?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, I look at that movie and I say to myself, is he a hero? Not really. I think we're the Americans, the United States is really, really striving and struggling. They're desperate for heroes. And Sully actually has been trained. These pilots have all been trained in emergency situations. There are protocols in their field of how they would take care of a situation, emergency situation. They have a dozen or more. And they'll tell you, when if you're in this situation, this is what you do. Well, no, he evidently had learned, and he's actually put his strategy, his protocol that he learned in flying school to the test, and it works. Well, it does work. It does work if you follow the protocols. It really do work most of the time.
But even
these things are very well thought out.
Yeah, well, even,
and so I had a problem with Sully being this big giant hero, and when he's actually doing his job, as I do my job, I've never been called a hero because I'm not. I'm simply following protocols that I've been taught in school, in emergency situations, in ACLS, and how to bring people back. And so I'm not a hero. And I saw that movie. I thought, well, he's not a hero. But I think Americans are desperate to find people to idolize and a hero.
Extraordinary circumstance. What he did do is he did step out of that protocol or the standard acceptance of what to be done. And we're talking about a two-engine plane that had a massive bird strike and both of their engines went out. Well, he didn't have enough altitude to safely get back to Teterboro or whatever airport. And they were telling him, okay, you need to do this, you need to bank. And he just looked at the situation and he told them, he says, I am not going to make it. That became very clear to him. So he was looking for a place to set that thing down. And the only place he could do it without running into anything was in the East River. So that's exactly what he did. But, you know, he said the same thing. He says, I'm not a hero. But the National Transportation Safety Board tried to go after him for not following procedure, and that's after he had gone through the protocol and he looked at all of it and he goes, you know, I'm being told this, and you people are not sitting in this chair, you're not sitting in this seat with this yoke in your hand, and with the lives of all these people, I'm going to do this. He didn't know if it was going to work, and quite frankly, I'm in amazement that the even engine stayed on that plane once he hit the water.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
sure. You know, he said himself, and you're right, he said, I'm not a hero. I'm just doing my job the best that I can. And are there exemplary? Absolutely. I know you know personnel in your hospital that are adequate, that, you know, do what they're required to do. And, you know, could they put forth more effort? Sure, they probably could. But then comes the exemplary people like yourself. You take your job very seriously, and you're doing it. Not for the glory, not to tell people, I work in a hospital, you know, I've been doing this for 24 years. No, that was your chosen field, and you chose to do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is most important. That is an ethic that a lot of people have forgotten, that, you know, you try to do your absolute level best. Sometimes it's more than you need. Sometimes it's not enough. But you're always striving for that goal, to be the best that you absolutely can be. I want to get on to other subject here, and you took some notes on that movie, The Circle.
And did I ever?
And I got emails from people going, you know, I watched that movie, Circle. Are you watching the correct one? I said the Circle with Tom Hanks. They're watching something that was produced a couple of years ago, and I said, no, that's not the one. So we'll get around to that in a few seconds. But I want to implore people here. I'm going on Bill Deagle's show. Mikey, did I tell you tomorrow afternoon at 2? I'm going to go on the last hour of Bill Deagle's program because he's figured out that RBN needs some support. He said last Friday that, you know, RBN's not going anywhere. Well, that is depending on who's paying the bills. You know, you can wish and hope and have a penny jar, and then there are the realities of things. So I think he's recognized, and he said this, he said there's only two networks left. He said two and a half, and the other's really not a network. But I talked to him today for almost a half hour on the phone, and he goes, you know, he says, in my estimation, you know, between the two networks that are left, you and GCN, he says, I'll take RBN any day. GCN, they hardly have any real program content over there. And, you know, I told him that, look, we're running into a scenario. Are we paying attention? Are we seeing what Mark Zuckerberg is doing with Facebook, with YouTube, with inviting the ADL in there to get rid of the haters out there? No, we're just trying to present the facts. And other organizations, Google, Now, they've started a campaign, and I said to Bill Deagle, I said, I hope you're recognizing this, because in 25 years of doing this, yes, I've had to watch the next step that I've taken to make sure that I don't stumble and fall, because that takes some time to pick yourself up. I said, but I've always had an eye on the horizon of what's coming at us while dealing with the day-to-day stuff. And I said, that is most important. And I said, you know, I said, Google and YouTube, you know, there are a lot of people that put their videos up there, and that's all fine and dandy. People like to post their opinions on Facebook. But what they're doing is whittling away at that and rejecting people because of their extreme views. And I said, we generate our own content here. The only way that they're going to shut us down, we've got our own servers. We've got our own personnel. We generate our own programming. The only way, the two ways this can stop, the Gestapo kicks their door in, smashes all the equipment, and starts hauling people off to jail for being hate criminals, or we run out of funding. I said, of which you've seen how many network after network after network fall because they don't have the funds. Even News with Views right now is begging for funds to keep their little endeavor going. So I don't think a lot of people understand and appreciate. You know, we're the last Mohican. In my estimation, we are focused, we're cutting edge, we're in many ways better than GCN because of our content and the message that we're delivering. We're not politically correct, and thank God that we're not. You know, we're not a bunch of neo-Nazis out there that hate Jews. We have pointed out the disparity here between Judaism and Zionism, and we've done that. We've done an exemplary job without being anti-Semitic. Here are the facts. You know, and what we see going on every day now is one side being pitted against the other, rather than just doing the job of education. And excuse me, just the facts, man. Just give me the facts. And that's what we do every single day. And it's, we have put in measures, Steve. I wish to hell Ron would get that book done. I mean, we could sell a whole lot of those on the network, but I understand that's coming. But we're doing everything that we can. Many people have noticed that Jeff Bennett is back to represent gold and silver sales, and especially trying to get people out of their retirement funds before they go to draw on it, and their retirement is no longer there. We've warned people about this over the years. And this is part and parcel of looking down the road, just not watching the next step, but seeing what's trending and what's coming at you like a freight train that's not going to stop, even if it wanted to. Got enough cars? Takes about 5 miles to stop that train. Guess what you are in the meantime? You're a roadbed hamburger. You're already run over. You're gone. So this is what we've been doing. And I've done something that I don't think anybody else, and I don't enjoy blowing my own horn, but facts are facts. I've done something with this network that has never been done in the annals of radio before. With the type of network that we have, running the network for the minuscule compared to the ginormous amount of information that we put out, it's been nothing short of phenomenal. And I've done my duty. I mean, we've got people here that, by the way, they're not... Michael, you haven't paid today yet? Nope. He shakes his head no. Well, guess what? I don't have payroll. We run that damn close. Every single penny counts. Now, we did the pledge drive, and I figured this would be over in 30 or 60 days. We started May 1st. Steve, what's the date today?
Today is the 14th.
Oh, okay, 13 days past August 1st, and let me see what that, May, June, July, August. Oh, that's 3 months and 3.5 months. Well, we're already cycling into the next billing cycle, but I've made a pledge and a promise to the listeners. Michael Herzog was here... Kill that, will you please? Michael Herzog was here for a short spell, you know, doing a program here at night, and he was staying at my house, and it was great. We'd trade off days of cooking. Most people don't even understand. I've got to run a household. I got to clean. I got to do my own laundry. I got to mow my own grass. I got to do my own show. I got to run a network, and quite frankly, it's starting to wear me very, very thin. And I'm not complaining. I'm just stating facts. So all things being equal, we got Jeff Bennett back to take care of some people out there financially and keep them abreast of what's going on. Herzog pulled the plug, and he had to go to Indiana. He is in on a project with his son that is most crucial to his future and being able to feed himself next week. As much as I hated him going, I shot him an email the other day. He left me his Kirby vacuum cleaner, which now I understand, by the way, Steve, why people spend $1,000 for these damn things. You say vacuum cleaner, that's what should be in the dictionary with a picture of it. And I shot him a little email, and I said, you know what? I said, what does Michael Herzog's leaving and Kirby Vax have in common? They both suck. But he had to do what he had to do in order, and he's going to be a major contributor. I've never known Michael Herzog to even fib to me one little bit. So he's going to get this thing rolling. Their kickoff for this thing is the, I do believe he said the 25th or the 28th, but they're trying to kick this thing off, and it's going to provide an avenue of funding. And Mr. Herzog is going to help by way of donation funding this network. Now, understand, folks, you know, advertising is real hard to come by. You already know that, and I've told you the reasons why. But we've got a little less than half of the money needed to fund this network every month. And you all know out there, I'm in for the pound, in for the penny. And I've eliminated all of what I own. The only thing I own anymore is debt, like a lot of people out there, and I certainly empathize with you. But I wasn't going to ask for donations. If I had something of value that I could sell for money, I mean, I've gotten rid of all the gold and silver. I've gotten rid of my motorcycle, which I wanted since I was 15 years old. I've done everything that I possibly could just for another broadcast day on this network. I am committed. That is, Steve, and some people have said, you're crazy. You're a business guy and you've suffered all that. You're committable. Well, that may be true. But maybe it takes a nut like myself to do the nigh impossible. And so far, we've done it. We've got Jeff Bennett back on board. Mr. Herzog is doing his thing. As I said, I'm going on Bill Deagle's program tomorrow because he realizes that there's no place else to go. This is it. You can put a show on, you know, Spreaker or this or that and the other, but actually producing content to have it professionally produced, and that is the difference. Many people have heard people out there that are on blog talk radio, whatever, trying to engineer their own shows, take callers, do all of that stuff, and they barely squeak by, if at all. So I've maximized these people here. I mean, really harnessed all of their energies and all of their talents to do the job that most places would have a minimum of three people doing. And please, callers, when you call in to the network, say thank you to the guy that answers your call to get on air, because they are the first stage of this network to communicate with the host, bring in the callers, bring in the guests, get everything lined up, do the archive so you make sure that if you miss the show, it's there every single day. Sometimes we miss a little detail here and there, but that's okay. Given the fact of what we have to work with, I don't have to pay three people to do the job that one of these guys is doing that is doing it today without getting paid. So, long story short, I've promised that I'm going to do everything that I could to bring in the funds to make this happen and a little bit more help here and a little bit more concern, and that's starting to pay off. So, the horses and the army is gathering to come and win the war, but we've got to get over this little battle here. And I'm going to tell you folks, quite frankly and bluntly today, we're about $3,000 short of even paying the bills from last month. Now, what happens if we do not pay the bill, whether it's internet, whether it's the streaming, whether it's the archiving, whether it's the satellite, whatever it is, the rent on the office space here, which it's due tomorrow, and I've got $300 in the bank. I can't cover the rent tomorrow. So, folks, we are in a battle here. Maybe I have not done this forcefully enough, Steve, but we are literally in a war, not just for our country, not just for our way of life, but for the future of this country. And we are under attack now. So, folks,
I couldn't agree more, John. Yeah. I could not agree more.
So I'm just here to tell you that all these people are going, oh, there's always going to be an avenue. Well, we've talked about the internet getting shut down for many years. Now you're actively seeing it happen. It is happening right now. Yeah. And we're the last bastion here. Like I said, they're either going to have to kick in the doors and kill us and take the equipment, or we're not going to have the money to function, which is at a minimum in network history. Let me just say it the way it plainly is. In network history, nobody's been able to run a full-service network on the minuscule amount of money that we need every month to run this. It has never been done before. Captain John on the good ship Lollipop here that promised not to run you ashore, your captain is telling you, okay, we're going to be here to stay, but we're going to need your help in order to do it. So, Mikey, you ready to answer the phone here? Julie, you ready to answer the phone? You going to be here for a little while? Okay, here's the number. 800-724-2719. Julie will be here for a little while. Hit extension 1. She'll be here for the what? Next 20 minutes or so? Okay, or extension 3. Talk to the overworked Mikey here. He'd be glad to take your phone call because that means he might get paid tomorrow. By the way.
Hey, John, I'm just going to say something real quick here. Yep. Is that I'm going to put my money where my mouth is here. And after I get off the network here at the break, I will definitely call Julie up and I will make a donation in the name of my parents, who actually discovered, I actually turned them on to RBN. And they're huge Michael Rivero fans, and they've learned so much. And I've told them to push away from the mainstream media and just concentrate, listen to RBN, and you'll learn so much. So I'm going to, when I get off the network tonight, I will definitely call and make a donation.
Well, don't call Julie because she's only going to be here for the next 20 minutes.
All right.
Okay, call Mike. He'll be here. I think we've got live programming proceeding to, what, 11 o'clock? And it's Michael. Michael, quit talking to Julie here. Michael.
Hello.
He's listening. Now your lips stop moving. I thought you were talking to Julie. At any rate, Eric and who else is going to be on tonight? Sorry? Laurie Anderson. And Eric, they're going to be taking over the Herzog spot, which was the Tom Lacavera spot, of which we're still holding that time slot in case Tom Lacavera gets out and clear from what I understand December or January. So, at any rate. So, there it is, folks. And the fastest way to do this, because there's a 24-hour lag, even if we get a donation by way of credit card, emergency funds, if you can do it, not afraid to go to PayPal, go to our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button that takes you to the PayPal page. That's the fastest way that we can receive funds. And I don't think the new landlord, they're looking for space for our next door neighbors here. They're the brand new landlord, and they're not going to tolerate late payment on the rent. They just bought it out last month.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. It's all so sad.
If nobody has noticed, Steve Elkins, things are getting rather interesting. A little factoid, George Soros, which I'm sure that had some funding funneled their way down in Charlotte. We've got the President of the United States telling us that, well, it's love. You know, we've got to love each other. And there's something that's haunting me about this, that somehow that I've got to be accepting of communism, and then somewhere between constitutionalism and communism, the twain shall meet. I'm not liking the flavor of this. We are being socially re-engineered on this planet, and to be honest with you, you know, this is literally like 1984 all over again. You know, they used helicopters to spy in people's windows. Now they got drones. But they really don't have to use the drone. They can use the television set. They can use your computer. They can use your smartphone. And there's all kinds of snooping and pooping going on, tracking and tracing. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, let's not forget about that big data collection site in Draper, Utah, which is storing all this information, John.
Yeah, Ulane in Michigan, or is that $1,000 a check? Okay, a couple of days down, negotiated about 3 or 4 days. I'm running as fast as I can. Thank you, Ulane. That's the person's name. I'm assuming that it is. Okay. It's called social reengineering. You can go back to people like Bernays and the CIA that learned how to manipulate. You've seen it yourself through the mainstream media. Every war is a good war. You got to support our military, and you've got to protect. They're over there protecting our freedom. We just learned recently. This guy with a bad haircut in North Korea, guess where he got the engines from those missiles? From their Ukraine, and guess how that happened after the CIA was in there to help flip the government in Kiev? Oh, that little-known fact, and I don't think you're ever going to hear that on mainstream media. So, are we being socially re-engineered? We're way past George Orwell at this point.
No, I agree. I agree, John. Fiction is now becoming a reality, what we're seeing right now. The fiction we thought is just in the movies is actually becoming a reality.
Well, and, you know, you just take a look at the crap that's going on. And this is really, if you understand the Hegelian principle or the dialectic, and you understand pressure from above, pressure from below, if you understand the best way is to control the opposition, George Soros has pumped in over $1 billion through his little foundation to all the leftist groups to do what? To divide a house. And I've got Donald. Can you dig up Donald's little clip today about he's telling us that we've got to be loving. And I don't know how to love a communist except to tell them, please sit down and shut up. They're trying to turn this in between the white supremacist. Here we go with the neo-Nazi stuff again. That because you're a white male and you recognize this is a republic and you don't want to be balkanized, you want your culture in place. This started out as to be a Christian nation with standard. And if you don't like that, well, they just dump the God thing. No, we don't believe in God, so what restraint does that give us? Well, absolutely none. But then we had a constitution that was supposed to be, Steve, in the hands of the politicians, or I'm sorry, the statesmen, to protect us, to give us a Republican that has nothing to do with the Republican Party. They hijacked that one. But a Republican form of government in the Republic. Now we're just in democracy with anything goes. If we act violent enough or threaten enough, that somehow that you're going to change. Well, I will meet you in the middle of the street, and I promise I won't punch you like you're punching us. There has been great restraint from the American people against this communist uprising and the socialist, all coming emanating out of the same group of people, by the way, the people that want to see this country fail. And we're only 241 years into this experiment, folks. How do you think that's going for us right now? Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Good evening, fine gentlemen.
Hi.
Not sure where to start, but I know it's been a while. Still trying to struggle to get to a better foothold, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck. You're in ground central of America's meltdown, apparently.
Oh. You know what? All I tell you, John, is as much as there is dismay in my mind and my witness of people, the idiocracy of how things are going and the numbing of the mind of good quality, what should be good thinking, good upstanding citizens, I see it in my own family. And yet, I go into a vitamin store and I start discussing why I want to support them instead of Amazon, and they're like, oh yeah, absolutely, they understand, we need to shop local, and then I got two fine young gentlemen there that I energized and discussed, and they were aware of a lot of these issues that are happening. And so I turned them on to RBN and a lot of other, you know, information things, and I empowered them to say, you guys are the future. Until you start working towards your education and understanding what's happening and fighting for your future by learning and educating other people, you're going to have nothing. So it's up to you.
Yeah, well, and Rob, thank you for saying that, because, folks, have you noticed how many people have passed, have shuffled off this mortal coil in the last year alone? I mean, we're not replacing them with new people fast enough. And they literally are. This up-and-coming, this now-present generation is going to have to pick up the mantle and carry it on. And quite frankly, Rob, I'm not quite comfortable with that position. We've got to maximize the effort to get this republic back on track. Many people have given up on it. And that always amazed me. There is no place else to go. Once the United States goes bye-bye, that's going to be it. Everybody else has been multiculturalized. They've been socialized. They've been balkanized. They have been taken over by the middlemen, and they control their economy. Give it a name. Give it a place. It is all there. We're hanging on literally in this country by our fingernails.
Yes. And, well, as much as we have people that are sitting back and waiting to see how things pan out, so to speak, and they're not really getting involved, granted, some of them are quality, what we would call quality citizens, or people that when things hit the fan, they're going to stand up and fight for the country. Now, just keep in mind, the only solace we have is so many of these people, paid-for antagonists, once the stuff really hits the fan, there's going to be no money for them, and they're not going to have any real mental skill sets of which to make it through the battle that's coming. And that part in itself, I mean, I've said it before, John, the unfortunate thing is, as much as we are fighting for a quality future for everyone, these people that we're fighting for are going to be the first ones to drop. So that's the sad part.
But, well, and you're exactly right. I mean, you, Rob, you have done your level best to bring your family up to speed. You've been the Paul Revere telling them the terrorists are coming, the terrorists are coming. You've done
everything.
And you're continually, just by your expression of talking to the people at the drugstore, you're continually walking and talking, which when I say those words, I don't know if people quite understand what I mean, but you are the ambassador. Wake up, people. This is what's coming. Now, a lot of people, Rob, and I'm sure as hell that you've run into them, as I have. I was talking to Julie about this a little while ago. Her own family. Oh, no, they just put up their hands. No, not now. Now's not the right time to talk about this. Really.
Yeah. Well, don't talk about it at parties. No religion and no politics. Let's talk about puppy dogs and kittens and babies.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and by the way, how's your sports teams doing? You know, it's like I almost hit the guy in the head the other week when he asked me, did you watch the Bears game? Do you actually listen to the conversations we have sometimes? Yet he's the same person that sits there and keeps spouting bumper sticker lines out of his mouth about Trump.
Right.
And I try to explain to him, and it's not there. So.
Well, I fully understand this. Hey, do me a favor, Rob. Hang on one second. Mr. Bordout, can you take Rob down and get his number? I want to call him after the program tonight. All right, Rob, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure enough, John.
Hang on a second. All right.
Sure.
Well, tell you what, I wanted to mention this today to people. I know a lot of people out there still like their entertainment and this, that, and the other. And, Steve, I don't know if you've even heard of this before, But for the people that, well, you used to watch your sports teams, you know, we all need a little break, baseball, football, you know, whatever the case may be. Let me bring this thing up here. Here it is. This has been called the cable and satellite killer. And for families out there, if you don't like what's on television and you have not watched it, or, you know, you're paying a cable bill right now, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal here. For what we save you in your cable or your satellite for the next, I don't know, 6 months, make that a donation. Steve, have you heard about this NeoTube?
No, I have not.
Well, you folks out there, punch this up on Google. It's Neo, N-E-O, Tube, T-U-B-E. And what this is a computer. And you download, well, you don't download anything. Let me not misspeak on this. You just catch the streaming out there. Streaming for what? You people that are paying $350 a year for the NFL package, guess what? You can watch these for free. Baseball, you people have spent $100, $200 for a baseball package, you can now watch it for free. First-run movies that are in theaters right now, you don't have to pay any fees to these people. The box is $149. And is it illegal? No, it is not. The reason why it's not illegal, you don't download anything. This is all live streaming. So in other words, it's live streaming, but you don't have to jump in the middle of the stream and catch what's on right now. This is all on demand, and it's streaming. You're downloading nothing, and it violates no copyright laws. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of channels worldwide, and you can stream until your head falls off. And it's not going to cost you anything more than just that box. You people out there listening right now, used to go to a movie, used to go out to dinner, used to do this, used to do that. You're finding the funds a little bit tight? Take a look at it. And then make a pledge to us. All the money by this tip we just gave you today, for the next 6 months, what you used to pay for your entertainment, send it to this network. Now there's a thought. Frank in New Hampshire. Hello, Frank.
Sorry about that, John. Hey, I've always thought, I've listened for years, and I understand the funding issues and what is involved. It's quite a task that you've taken on, and a heroic one, actually, and it's benefited, I can't imagine how many people.
Lots.
but I've always thought about a way to cut costs, and at some point in the operation's history, it would require something extreme in order to do it, kind of like what you're undergoing now. And
well, no, it's no. Hold on, Frank. Hold on a second. It's not that extreme. If the people that are currently listening to this network are supporters monthly to us, then it's not a big deal. If everybody that listens to this network via a radio station out there, one of those pirate things, or the internet. Streaming, archived, whatever. We've had people, Frank, in the last couple of weeks responding to us going, well, I'm really guilt-ridden. I've listened to you guys for years and never donated a penny. And it's not that insurmountable. As I said, we're bringing in half the funds every month necessary to run the network. So that leaves half of the budget, around 11 grand a month, in which to fill, which is not that insurmountable. It's just the people that are listening to the network are not donating. They I've called them informational sponges before, and that's exactly what they do. They are there to absorb that information. And what they do with it from that point on, I hope they're walking and talking with it, but you know, it's not that insurmountable. And all the cost-cutting we've been able to do, we have done. So it's not that much of a mystery, Frank.
I have a novel concept, then. Maybe you might want to consider. Probably others have proposed it. But what if, say, for instance, instead of staying in the high-rent district that you're in to run your operation, you relocated, say, for instance, to a friendlier state in terms of the costs and move the entire operation onto like a 100 or 200 acre property, and then offered 25-acre shares to everyone that's involved in the operation, and did something like...
Wait, let me stop you right here. Where am I getting the 200 acres to begin with?
Well, I study and follow the real estate market all across the United States pretty closely.
And, Mike, are you willing to pull up stakes and move? He's in there laughing right now, Frank. Yeah. These are Texas boys, and they don't want to move anyplace else.
Well, how about West Texas? I mean, I used to know a lot of people out in West Texas, you know. And
okay, but Frank, I appreciate the thought, but you know how much money it takes just to move for services, and you just can't plunk this down anywhere. We need high speed internet on a daily basis. Okay.
It's more available than you think now.
Well, it may or may not be, but where am I supposed to go? If I sell my house, I don't have the credit to even go out and rent a frickin' apartment.
Your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Won't be out in the morning dew, honey. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime.
Caller called in. Thank you. and talk to me about Rents. Rents does not need that much money to run the Rents radio network. It's him. He's got a few people on that network, but it's basically him. And his expenditures for his Rents radio and his website is nowhere near what the budget is for this network. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Michael. We are edging around this subject matter today, Stephen. And yes. You watched the movie The Circle, and what you said is you saw several movies of the past that were incorporated into this movie. Divergent, Gattaca, The Truman Show, The Running Man, The Kool-Aid Guy, Jimmy Jones down in Guyana. And there's one thing and one common theme here. There's no privacy, profiling, and it's about the surveillance, isn't it?
And control. Control
and
over the
control.
People.
Right. Expand on that.
Well, you know, it was interesting, the movie itself, that I found rather amazing. And we've talked about this before, and you've mentioned it, and Ron's mentioned it, that this young generation lacks critical thinking skills. And I was kind of amazed that it took so long. It actually took an accident in this movie. And I don't want to blow the movie for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, because you must see this movie. Because like I said before, fiction is becoming a reality here, what we're seeing on TV and the big screen. But it took a disaster in the movie itself to finally open up your eyes to say, wait a minute here, this has gone in a bad direction. Technology could be used for great things. We could have, you know, so much positive things come out of technology, or it could be in the wrong hands and then become an evil. And that's kind of where I saw this movie going. But the young people themselves did not have the critical thinking skills. And until the tragedy happened towards the end, to realize that transparency means everybody's transparent, not just some. And so, you know, there are those who believe they're above transparency. So you might put them in the category of being the watchers and the ones who are controlling everything below. And so that when I saw that, I just couldn't believe that. Actually, that is a very true portrayal of what we're seeing here now. This young group generation is very easy to sell. And as I talked before, the Facebook, Twitter, these social networks were very easy to sell. You're a reality star. Keep in touch with family. Keep in touch with friends. All these positive things. When they sell these programs, they sell you this idea of what you want to hear. But they never talk about the negative side of what these programs can actually do. And when I saw Facebook first came out with Tom, what's his name, Zuckerberg, and I saw this was nothing more than a dragnet of information. You put your whole life out there. And the government sitting back with their little book going, wow, this is awesome. I don't have to do a whole lot of work. I already know who you are. Steve Elkins, I know who you are. John Stadmiller, I know who you are if you're in Facebook and Twitter and those accounts. Well, I opted out of that stuff long ago because I saw the big picture of it's very Orwellian. And understanding that they have this big data base collections facility out in Utah, Draper, Utah. And that they're taking all this knowledge base that they've gathered on you and I, and they're storing it there.
Hang on 1 second. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Special guest today, Steve Elkins. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.